Blanca López comes to this fair 3 times a week to sell some of her clothes to get cash. She lost her job during the pandemic and comes here with her disabled daughter because it is the only chance she has to make a living.
I was working cleaning houses, and during the pandemic I lost my job. My daughter is receiving some government assistance, and with that and the old clothes I sell, we try to survive.
People in Argentina are struggling with one of the highest inflation rates in the world, about 6% a month. Many who come here lost their jobs in the past years.
People come here to sell some food and clothes, among other things, but also to participate in a lottery where they come and they put some food in this bag that you can see here, some pasta, lentils, and then they write their names in this little bag. The name that comes out is the winner, and that person takes all this food back home.
But food is not the only thing that's being raffled. Oscar Loyarte sells tickets for a few cents each. The money he collects is also offered as a lottery prize. He says increasing numbers of people are coming here to try to win extra money.
People are coming here because of the economic situation. People tell us they cannot find a job and this is what they have. We are adding extra days so they can come sell something. This is the only way they have to get by on a day-to-day basis.
The biggest price is around $3. The second is $2. And the third just won. 58. It's a lottery for the poor, who now account for more than 40% of Argentina's population. Rocío Lizárraga was happy with the money she won, even though it will only last for a day.
Everyone is struggling. My husband has a job, my mom cleans houses, and they give their old clothes and I bring those clothes here. I have a 4-year-old daughter, so I cannot work, because I can't afford daycare.
Argentina's government spends millions on projects to assist the poor. But people like Eduardo Donza say it's not enough.
With an inflation rate of around 5 or 6%, most of the cash transfers made by the state lose value. Argentina has a strong state presence. Around 30% of the population already receives assistance aside from the pensions.
Argentina is trying to jumpstart the economy and generate quality jobs, but it has not been easy. Fairs like this one have become a crucial lifeline for many in times of economic distress. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.